Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there. I'm Willibald, the redneck chef of the Ozarks. Tonight, we're gonna make us a whole beer can chicken on the grill. Won't you come down and join me? This is gonna be a special night for me, darlings. You see, when you put a beer can in a live chicken, they make an animal cruelty charge out of it. You do it to a dead chicken, and they call it a tasty meal. It's all tasty in my books, but let's use an already dead one today. Now I like to use one hand with a rubber glove on it, and the other freeballing. That way, I use the rubber glove for touching the she, and the other for the fun work. I don't want to contaminate the crime scene. And this is going to be a crime of flavor. Let's get a rub on with some salt, pepper, onion powder, paprika, chili powder, and garlic. Make sure you get some in that big old Johnny hole. That's the key to Flavortown, if you ask me. And this would be the time you'd inject her with the seasoned butter. But I don't see a point to injections at this point. She's already dead. Let's get this girl primed up. Oh yeah. Lube that bird up. I like to gravy up my can and the bird hole before I slide it in. Makes this whole process much easier. You gotta get your can ready, as if he owns her. Yeah, just like that. Take in all that gravy. Now you want to put the arms back, like she's in the full Nelson. Get a drip pan ready over the bird with some beer in it. She gotta look like she's shitting over that drip pan. For now, I like to use cherry wood for my smoking. What makes a cherry is that I ain't ever been in it with my knife before. Make sure you set your fire up for indirect cooking. She's gonna be in there for a while. Stick your probe thermometer in the breast after 1.5 to 2 hours. If it reads at least 175 in the breast, then you're good to go on the rest of her. That skin is running clear with salty liquid. Let us know what other salty liquids you enjoy on the Twitter page. Now, you're gonna let her sit for at least 20 minutes before you start the harvest. Then you're gonna carve her up as you see fit to doing. Just remember, when you're carving the breast, you need to leave the skin on. Don't waste all that flavor. Thank you for joining me tonight. Next time, we'll be making nachos in the microwave. See you then, folks.
Little Bonnie Foo-Foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on.